So we're continuing our theme week on Halloween with a classic Halloween movie.
Oh, okay.
Hocus Pocus.
Oh, Hocus Pocus. Yeah. Did they just remake that or do
yeah,
a sequel?
Yeah, they just did a sequel. It just came out. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Have you seen Hocus Pocus?
I don't think I have.
I cannot believe you've never seen Hocus Pocus.
Really? A Bette Midler movie? You can't believe I haven't seen it.
Well, there are other people in it besides Bette Midler.
Who?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay,
a young
going.
Sarah.
I'll stop you when you...
Yeah, okay. So anyways, Hocus Pocus.
Bruce Willis? Is Bruce Willis in it?
Bruce Willis is not.
Is Keanu Reeves in it?
No.
Then we do not need to talk.
So Bruce Willis and Keanu, those are your two, those are what you need in a movie?
Is Chris Tucker in it?
Chris Tucker? Wow, where did that name come from?
I'm going back.
All right, so Hocus Pocus follows a villainous...
Are you understanding the words that are coming out of my mouth?
A villainous comedic trio of witches, the Sanderson sisters, played by Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy, who are inadvertently resurrected by a teenage boy in Salem, Massachusetts on Halloween night. That's the overall plot. It's very good.
That's it.
The story for Hocus Pocus came about after a writer named David Kirchner invented a bedtime story for his kids. Yeah. He and his young daughter were sitting outside, and his neighbor's black cat strayed by.
Oh, boy.
So Kirchner invented a tale of how the cat was once a boy who was changed into a feline 300 years ago by three witches.
Wow. He did not want his daughter to sleep that night, huh?
I don't know.
Good
for him. So the Hocus Pocus script was bought by Walt Disney Pictures in 1984. The film's working title was Disney's Halloween House.
Mm.
It's a terrible name.
Yeah.
Hocus Pocus, much better.
Much better.
It was much darker and scarier originally, and its protagonists were all 12-year-olds. Various rewrites were made to the script to make the film more comedic and made two of its young protagonists into teenagers. Mm. However, production was stalled several times until 1992, when Bette Midler expressed interest in the script, and the project immediately went forward. That's all they needed. It was Bette Midler.
Bette Midler, just waiting.
So Bette Midler, who plays the central antagonist of the film, which the part was actually originally written for Cloris Leachman.
Oh, Cloris Leachman. Cloris Leachman, yeah.
Oh, okay. Cloris Leachman was in it. You would have watched it?
That was the next one. I was right after Chris Tucker was going to be Cloris Leachman.
Okay.
You knew where I was going.
Wow.
Don't act like you don't know.
So Bette Midler is quoted as saying that Hocus Pocus was the most fun she'd had in her career up to that point.
Wow.
She's also said that Hocus Pocus is her favorite film out of all the films she's ever done.
Wow.
And Leonardo DiCaprio was originally offered the lead role of Max in the movie.
But?
He declined it to pursue What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Well, that was a good movie, too.
Yeah. So the film was released in the United States on July 16th, 1993.
Great time for a Halloween movie.
Yeah. The film received mixed reviews from film critics at the time of its release. It was not a critical or commercial success, probably because it was released in July. And it possibly lost Disney around $16.5 million during its theatrical run.
They are lucky to still be in business.
The film was also released the same day as Free Willy. So, you know, that's tough, stiff competition.
That
is Free
stiff
Willy.
Competition.
Yeah. Disney chose to release Hocus Pocus in July, apparently to take advantage of children being home from school for the summer.
A great idea. Any Christmas films they'd like to release?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Before kids head back in September?
Seriously. So, however, largely through many annual airings on the Disney Channel and Freeform, all throughout the month of October, Hocus Pocus has been rediscovered by audiences, which has helped make it a cult classic.
There it is.
Following the film's release on DVD in 2002, it has continued to show strong annual sales, raking in more than $1 million in DVD sales every October.
Am I going to be able to get that on Laserdisc? Is it on Laserdisc?
It might be on Laserdisc, yeah. According to Whip Media, Hocus Pocus was the second most watched movie across all platforms in the U.S. during the week of September 30th this year. So still extremely popular.
Really?
The original actresses reprised their roles as the Sanderson sisters, who've been accidentally conjured to modern times once again.
Yeah.
And that premiered on Disney Plus on September 30th this year. And during an interview leading up to Hocus Pocus 2, writer David Kirchner revealed that a Broadway musical adaptation of the original film is in development,
which
I'm kind of surprised that it hasn't become a Broadway show yet.
Can I ask a stupid question? Are there songs in the...
Oh, yes, there are songs.
There are songs. I figured Bette Midler was there. She was going to be...
Yeah.
The Rose.
We're actually going to play one of the songs from the movie.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So we're going to play...
Hear what it's going to be.
I Put a Spell on You by Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
It's a great one. We'll do it. Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow. Yeah. It's Screaming Jay Hawkins. Understand how he got the name. And I put a spell on you, Sarah Dubermite, is why do we just play that song?
Because that song is in the movie Hocus Pocus. And we talked about that as part of our Halloween theme week.
Is it in the remake or the sequel or the, whatever the new one is?
No.
No.
There's a different song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like Nicki Minaj?
No.
Is it...
It is another... I can't think of what it is, but it is another song we play on that.
Billie Eilish?
It is not Billie Eilish.
I'm just trying to go off all the new contemporary artists that I know. And I believe we've just done
that. That's it, huh?
All right. Should we recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Quarter?
Yes.
Justin Bieber?
Nope.
Okay. Go.
All right. Hocus Pocus started out as a bedtime story.
Justin Bieber, like, he's like from 10 years ago. The movie.
Still relevant.
What?
But go ahead.
He's still not in it?
No, he's still relevant. I said, go ahead.
Is he really?
Yep. Go ahead.
Good to know. The movie could have starred Leonardo DiCaprio.
And Bette Midler has said it's her favorite film she's ever done.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
Is Ed Sheeran in there?
No.
Gosh.
It'd be kind of funny if he was, though.
Wouldn't it, though?
He wouldn't. Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't. That's really is all the.
Wow.
Well, all right. Enough. You folks want to learn more about Hocus Pocus here. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day. What are you looking at?
I'm looking. That's where I look up there when I'm thinking. Like, you know, your eyes go to the right.
I thought there was like a spider or something up
That's
there.
That's what you thought? No,
yeah,
I'm trying to think
like
of more.
Looking at something up there.
More new artists. Or who's a new artist then if you're so hip and young?
I don't
Let's
know.
Let's have one. Let's have one.
I don't know. Avril Lavigne.
No. Lizzo. Lizzo.
Oh, Lizzo. There you go. That's good.
Look at me.
That's good. Beyonce.
Beyonce? What's the thing? 20 years ago.
No, she's still current.
No, stop. You're living in 2000.
Nope.
Stop. You're embarrassing yourself. You hang out with young people like me, I will educate you on the younger culture.
Okay.
I'll show you how to work your computer
we'll
later on. All right. Come back tomorrow with a fresh episode of 410.
Yes.
More Halloween.
Yes.
All right. Ed Smith along with traffic next in the forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols.
Harry Styles.
Unless...
Got it. Got one.
I've got more. We'll get more. Thank you on Legends 102.7.